By the time I got to Westinghouse, they had a mainframe computer, right, and we had the punched cards. Now, we also produced a lot of punched paper tape, right, for numerical controlling. And one of my favorite stories about the AWACS system, which was called Overland Radar Technology, the ORT program when I started, mm-hmm, is a man came by and asked me to produce a deck of cards to cut slots in some antenna waveguide for a program. I had been here maybe a couple years at most then, maybe a year, and I just produced a punch tape for him, and he went away. And I've tried to remember the man's name, and I think it was Ernie Death, but it might have been Phil Hacker, neither of which, you know. And so I produced this punch card deck that was about maybe half inch thick. It was not a very one, because it was going down to an NZ machine to cut the slots in the waveguide. And after he took it away and you know, took the paper tape away, I didn't hear anything from him again, and I was doing other simulations. And it was about 2 years later that he came back and he said, "You remember that slotted thing?" And I said, "Yeah, sort of." And he said, "Well, we won the program." And I think that it was about 1969, I'm going to say, that became AWACS. And I dug through my desk. There was no configuration control back then. It was just, you know, and I got the deck of cards back out and created now a full-scale set of slots. And that became the antenna that became the ultra-low side-lobe miracle of Westinghouse that kept on and went on to AWACS. AWACS has been a big, big success for the United States, but also for Westinghouse. Great. And it's been one of the best examples of how many times a program could be almost killed and then make it through again. But I've always thought it funny that that little deck of cards that was in my desk was how we got the antennas built.